top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Friday, June 9th. I am your presenter for this environment in the headlines. A former United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence contends that corruption is a major impediment to economic progress and excavates poverty in a nation, especially among women.
Regional and global.
A new report from the UN and its partners on Monday disclosed that Sustainable Development Goal 7, which aims to provide inexpensive and dependable energy access for all, is not being achieved as planned. And former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear in federal court in Miami next week to face a new legal challenge for illegally retaining sensitive classified documents after leaving office.
On Q95.
The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. Details coming up next.
On Q.
On the road this summer with your brand new AKT from Quartz. For a limited time, every AKT purchase comes with a free AKT helmet and a $25 fuel voucher. No cash, no problem. Pay with Quartz Ready Finance and pay nothing for 30 days. Plus, we process your registration and insurance for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to own the road with your very own AKT motorcycle. For more information, visit www.shopquartz.com. This offer is available online and in-store until August 31st or while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. Quartz, bringing value home.
On the Workers' Voice program last night, Ernie Lawrence, a former senator of the United Workers' Party, made an observation pertaining to the realm of economic development. Lawrence stated specifically that a conspicuous trend exists wherein women bear the brunt of these adverse effects directly and indirectly, stemming from the high cost of living prevalent in contemporary society. She stated with confidence that corruption unequivocally impedes economic progress and thus excavates poverty within the confines of a nation.
When we look at the economic development, women also are the ones who suffer the most, and they suffer indirectly from humanism. Look at the cost of living. Look at the cost of living. So we can still have a doubt that corruption undermines economic development, and it reinforces or aggravates poverty. In the case of Dominica, we know corruption reinforces and it even worsens the existing situation. You know, as I said earlier, cost of living keeps increasing. And services such as health care and education are held in the pockets of the politician, while salaries are starting to reduce gear. Therefore, I will say that women suffer the most. They suffer sexual abuse, neglect, financial, you name it, women feel it the most. And you know, I have medicine for over 40 years, and now I am seeing that it is powerless and ministers who have the final say if someone has to get a position in the public service. That is sad.
Ms. Lawrence asserted that there exist numerous occurrences where corruption has been observed to impact and has impacted women specifically in the context of Dominica.
You know, because I know I made recommendations for the school principal. I made recommendations for teachers for positions for certain individuals who look well qualified. I sat in terms of the panel, you know, persons who applied for certain positions, and we sat to, you know, to interview these people. But now I do not make this thing to happen, but it seems as if it's the power for the ministers who have the final say in someone who applies to for a job in the public. This is not right. There is no point in the public service. You should be singing the red song, but you also have to allow yourself to be abused, to be used, to be refused, and then lose your pride, lose your dignity before you get that appointment. You know, corruption really undermines economic development. You know, there are many instances where we can see that corruption or women, in fact, are more adversely affected by corruption in this country.
And that was former United Workers Party Senator Ernie Lawrence. Business Development Officer in the Small Business Support Unit, Michael Walter, said during the opening ceremony of the 2023 Health and Wellness Business Trade Show at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium forecourt this morning that small business trade shows are an excellent avenue for the general public to become aware of the variety of goods and services provided by entrepreneurs. He stated that the activity's goal is to raise awareness of the importance of preserving one's health across Dominica.
Small business trade shows are an ideal avenue for the public to be sensitized with respect to the array of products and services offered by entrepreneurs. The government of Dominica has seen merit in bringing to the forefront the importance of health and wellness as we continue to fight against non-communicable diseases. This health and wellness business trade show is meant to drive awareness through the length and breadth of Dominica, specific to the benefits surrounding maintenance of one's health. An expansive communication campaign has been undertaken by the government to ensure that this objective is achieved. However, government's interventions are not singular to the benefit of itself, but more importantly, to that of the entrepreneur.
According to Walters, several business owners have been approached in recent months and have subsequently signed up for the largest health and wellness small business trade show in Dominica.
Over the past months, many entrepreneurs were contacted and subsequently registered for the largest, I must say the largest, health and wellness trade show in Dominica. Today, you will immerse yourselves in products and services offered by an overwhelming number of small business owners aligned to mental health, physical fitness, ergonomics, healthy eats and drinks, health consultancy, massage therapy, and skin and hair care, to name a few. This important national event is meant to bring about numerous benefits to the entrepreneurs as a result of its foundational objectives: provision of visibility and brand recognition, scouting and grooming business startups with innovative products and services for domestic and export markets, generation of income through active and interpersonal commerce, establishing connections and clientele through networking opportunities.
Business Development Officer in the Small Business Support Unit, Michael Walters. Business and Profession Women Dominica saluted five phenomenal women in the fields of education and religion last evening. This marks the third of six-part series ahead of the Salute to Women Award, awarded for July 30th, 2023 at the Intercontinental Resort and Spa. This episode saluted phenomenal women were Glenda Bertrand, Vilma Vidal, Sandra Green, Cesarina Paul, and Marcella LaRocque-Menel.
We bring to you a woman with over 48 years of education, teaching experience.
Wow.
And her story is a remarkable one. Miss Glenda Bertrand, still dedicated and is still dedicating her life to her school, her children, her grandson, her church, and the entire community of Newton and environs. Congratulations. Job well done. Continue the good work.
So another one who is doing some wonderful job out there in terms of educating, making a difference in her community. And we are speaking about none other than Miss Catherine Pierre-Louis Vidal, also known Chevelle, Mrs. Pierre-Louis, Auntie Vel, from the community of Bionge, now residing in Salisbury. The teacher Sandra Green. She hails from the northeastern community of Marigot, and considers education, sports, and culture as three areas in which she can make, and she has made significant contributions to her community, regional and internationally.
Speaking about this phenomenal woman from Portsmouth, Miss Cesarina Michaela Paul. He's presently the Acting Assistant Chief Youth Development Officer at the Youth Development Division, where she has been employed for 27 years now. And Marcella Lara grew up in Goodwill, Dominica. Marcella considers herself to be truly blessed, both academically and from being a recipient of several scholarships that she secured through her hard work and dedication to her studies.
And that was host of Business and Profession Women Dominica. Parliamentarians eagerly anticipate the facilitators' interventions to improve their parliamentary skills during scheduled sessions, according to Finance Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre. He claims that the objective is to improve their abilities as legislators and debaters in Parliament.
We certainly look forward to the learned interventions of the facilitators who will assist us to hone our parliamentary skills during the scheduled session. My hope is that we all emerge as more effective legislators and debaters in this esteemed Parliament. As parliamentarians, the more experienced and those among us who are relatively new to the role, we accept that to make useful contributions to the efficient proceedings of the House, we must learn and adhere to a body of rules, ethics, and customs governing the workings of this honorable chamber.
Finance Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre. At the 27th Annual General Meeting of the Dominica Council on Aging, Miriam Blanchard, Minister for Labour, Social Partnership and Public Service Reform, stated that the government has lately implemented a number of measures to improve the position of the aged. She noted the person increase, which became effective in January of 2023. Additionally, Blanchard highlighted how the Yes We Care program keeps its attention on the needs of the elderly by giving them daily support and the resources to acquire other essentials.
The Yes We Care program continues to focus on the care of the elderly, providing them with daily assistance and the means to acquire medicine and other basic necessities. This government introduced the payment of non-contributory pension to persons aged 70 and over. This was extended to our seniors from age 65 who are retired, do not qualify for Social Security pension, and are not yet eligible for the government's non-contributory pension. We have also increased the pension amount of $300 a month by 5%, and this was effective in January of 2023. Our commitment, ladies and gentlemen, have never wavered. It is a result of the fundamental and core principles of this Dominica Labour Party government to provide care and security to the most vulnerable amongst us.
And that was Miriam Blanchard, Minister for Labour, Social Partnership and Public Service Reform. President of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, says 15 years ago, the Electoral Commission made a plan to prevent election fraud by cleaning the voters' list and providing identification cards for voting. However, the DLP regime opposed this reform as it threatened the winning reputation of their leader. Linton argues that the success of Mr. Skerrett in winning elections stems from his reluctance to implement essential reforms that would establish a functional system for producing impartial and open election outcomes on a level playing field.
2008, when the Electoral Commission, 15 years ago, decided that it was going to clean the voters' list and it was going to issue ID cards for voting as a defense against electoral fraud. And what was the response of the Prime Minister? The Prime Minister and his team decided that there's no way they were going to allow this electoral reform to happen because it would interfere with the re-election legacy of Roosevelt Skerrett. So from that we know Roosevelt Skerrett has been winning elections by denying proper reform to ensure that we are operating with a system capable of delivering free and fair election results. If we have those reforms in place, if we have a system that is not tainted, if we have a system that is not, where the rules don't favor one set over the other, then Mr. Skerrett knows that he's not going to win. And so he has ensured that for 15 years, since 2008, there have been no reforms. And when the reforms were supposed to be put in place before the 2019 elections, he ensured that they did not happen. And guilty conscience, right after the election of 2019, he said, well, now I'm going to make it a priority. You will have reforms. But he still went ahead and ensured that we had no reforms when he had the sham election through which he was seeking again to purchase 5 more years.
According to Linton, the observed election pattern suggests that Mr. Skirt has impeded the progress of electoral and campaign finance reforms, which could eliminate alleged bribery and cheating.
5 more years on a mandate where he's totally illegitimate because only 30% of the electorate turned out to vote, 70% of the electorate boycotted the election. So you can see in that pattern and in that behavior, Mr. Skerritt has been holding back the country from electoral reform because it is in the absence of reforms of the system that he's been able to exploit certain laws that are unclear, certain provisions in law that are unclear, for him to do all the treating and the bribery and all of the irregularities that allow him to come back with a result in his favor at every election. So the people have to realize and are beginning to realize or have realized and realizing more and more that their right to elect their government has been taken away from them and they must reclaim it. And the first step in reclaiming it is for the people to demand reforms that will make the process fair to all and provide a platform in which the will of the people will emerge and provide the authority for government in Dominica. So we are on this campaign where we are engaging with the people.
And that was President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. In other news, Monday's report from the United Nations and collaborating organizations indicates that we are not making adequate progress towards attaining Sustainable Development Goal 7, which aims to guarantee affordable and dependable energy access to all individuals worldwide. The Energy Progress Report, which is a collaborative effort between IEA, IRENA, United Nations and the World Bank, and also the World Health Organization, cautions that the current endeavors fall short of accomplishing the SDG 7 within the stipulated time frame. Although there have been advancement in certain aspects of the SDG 7 initiative, such as the heightened adoption of renewable energy in power industry, these developments have fallen short of achieving the established goals by the 2020-30 target. The goal of SDG 7 is to guarantee accessibility to energy that is both reasonable priced, dependable, eco-friendly, and up-to-date. The report offers aim to achieve worldwide availability of electricity and clean cooking, increase efficiency improvements to twice their previous levels, and significantly raise the proportion of our renewable energy in the global energy mix. And former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing a fresh legal challenge, this time from the administration he formerly headed, with accusations for illegally storing classified documents and other offensive set to be brought in federal court in Miami next week. This is unprecedented in American history for a former president to be charged with a federal offense, and Trump's position as the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination next year adds to the unusualness.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump was told to show up at a federal court next Tuesday in Miami as he faces a second indictment, this time over his handling of classified materials after he left the White House. And this marks the first time in American history a former president has been indicted on federal charges, adding to his legal troubles as he runs for president again. The indictment remains under seal. Sources say Trump faces at least 7 criminal counts in the federal case. However, Trump lawyer Jim Trusty told CNN charges include conspiracy and obstruction of justice, among others, and that he expects to see the charging document by Tuesday when Trump goes to court. Trump, who leads the GOP in the polls, targeted the Biden administration in a video posted on Thursday on his social media platform.
I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI.
Around 100 documents bearing classified markings were recovered from Trump's Palm Beach home last August. The Justice Department was looking into whether Trump unlawfully removed them when he left office in 2021 and whether he or others tried to block the government's investigation. On Thursday, reporters challenged Joe Biden about the Justice Department's independence in relation to the case.
I have never once not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do, rather than bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
Following news of the indictment, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, other Republicans such as Ron DeSantis and billionaire Elon Musk tweeted messages to support Trump. Hofstra University constitutional law professor James Sample says it's likely federal prosecutors will bring charges that are serious and easy to prove. But he also said that doesn't mean Trump's poll numbers will suffer.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Former UWP Senator Ernie Lawrence contends that corruption is a major impediment to economic progress and exacerbates poverty in a nation, especially among women.
And global, only on.
A new report from the United Nations and its partners on Monday disclosed that Sustainable Development Goal 7, which aims to provide inexpensive and dependable energy access for all, is not being achieved as planned. And a former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear in federal court in Miami next week to face a new legal challenge for illegally retaining sensitive classified documents after leaving office. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
On cue.
I've been your presenter, Phyllis Environment.
Cue, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.